It's History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp.
Do you know your history?
And I'll go back into some other things with the origin of man.
Do you know who you are?
Class is in. It's time for Breaking Chains and History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp.
What you learned, has it been a lie?
So turn the broadcast up and let's break chains in our history.
It's History Talk. Yeah, History Talk.
Yeah.
Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me, because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. But Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth. And I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
It's History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp on YAT Radio. It's Breaking Chains.
Well, all right, all right, all right. God bless you. God bless you to the four corners of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. How are you? I'm Pastor Rod, getting ready to turn the mic over. You heard what Drew said. I thank God for my mentor and our overseer who's in charge tonight of History Talk podcast, and I pray that you know the truth about your history. I turn the mic over to my mentor, our overseer, the Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp. God bless you, Pastor. The mic is all yours, sir.
God bless you, and God bless each and everyone who are listening with us tonight. And again, God bless you guys. We want to talk to about what's going over in Israel right now, what we call the Holy Land. There's a war going on. Israel and supposedly Hamas, but the people of Palestine are suffering at a great and just an awesome atrocities that's going on over there right now. People are starving, no electricity, water, and they don't have food. Their homes have been totally demolished by bombs. And at the root of the evil, it seems as though America is supplying the bombs. America is supplying finance, although it's important that we understand that America sends them $3 billion a year to support Israel. And we have to understand that the lie that we've been taught in America for so many years are these are God's chosen people, which they are not God's chosen people. First of all, to bring you up to par on what's going on, first of all, I want you to understand that the real people that occupied the territory before Abraham came there was the Canaanites. And if you would study your Bible, and if you would go to Zondervan Bible Dictionary definition of Ham, it would tell you that Ham is the youngest son of Noah, born about 97 years before the flood, and the progenitor of the dark race, the Ethiopians, the Egyptians, the Libyans, and the Canaanites. The Canaanites were the first people before the Palestinians to live in what is now called the Holy Land. So let us get that together and notice what the Bible said, that the son of Ham, and you've been taught that the son of Ham means black, and which it does, Kemite, Kem, the real, they call itself Kemite. That means land of Kem, meaning the land of the blacks. Well, that's Egypt. That's who built the pyramids. People from Northeast Africa, that's who built it, Africans, not the people. See, it's very important for us to understand this, that the very same people who enslaved blacks will not tell you the truth about advanced civilization while they were still in caves. Advanced civilization where they had running water, they had aqueducts, they had bathing, they had hot pool tub. They had light street lights over right at 5,000, 4,000 years ago, thousands of years before Christ was born. And that was in Egypt and different parts of northern Africa. But nevertheless, the point I'm trying to make to you is that if you understand that said that Canaan, the land was Canaan, so it means black land. Now, also, if you study your Bible, they'll tell you that Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees of Mesopotamia. If you go back to around the 10th chapter, coming to the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, this is up my field. This is, and I know some anthropology, but theology is up my field with my PhD. If you study it, you'll find out this. You will find out that in Ur of the Chaldees of Mesopotamia, before that time of Abraham, that area called around Babylon was called the land of Nimrod, which was Ham, the black supposed Hamitic man. That was his grandson. That was his grandson, that where Abraham came from. And if you go back 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, they'll tell you the people of that land were called Sumerians,
when you look up that how the Sumerians looked during that time, they'll tell you that they were chocolate with stoop noses. So that will give you a description of Abraham. Abraham was not Caucasian. If I have time, but we're discussing tonight about what's going on over in the Holy Land, what we call the Holy Land right now. And what I want to do is to bring you up to let you know that the people there are not, Caucasians did not come from that area. And I'll give you some brief things on it, but I'm trying to work you up for you to get the complete understanding. Now, when Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees of Mesopotamia, which would have been what you call a civilization when I wrote my thesis, it would have been an Ethiopian or Nubian or Kushite civilization at that time. Matter of fact, you will even find out where Abraham came from, which was called Tarshish. You'll find out Tarshish was controlled by blacks at the time Abraham came from there. And I'm going to give you proof of these things that I'm saying. Because if you have your pencil and paper, I really want you to write this down, and you can look it up in your Bible, and you could Google it, what I'm about to tell you. I noticed that, especially in America, America teach you history, the story that Caucasians have, that people from Europe discovered everything and that they smart and that they invented everything, which they did not. And most of the things that were invented was never invented by Caucasian. And you can look that up. Everything I'm saying is written. Abraham came from there. They got a place what they call Assyrian. And if you look up that and find out why they call themselves the blackhead people, that came from that area. I want you to understand something. These people that's there are killing up all these people are called Zionists. Now, I want you to understand the first people that were in the Holy Land were called Canaanites, and they were Semitic people. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. They were Semitic people. And now you have white people saying anti-Semite. Well, how could Ham be the progenitor of the Canaanites, meaning Ham is the black, meaning Canaan was a black person, but all of a sudden now in Canaan there's a Semitic person, how all of a sudden everybody's Caucasian? That was the original people there. Okay, the ancestors of the Israel, what now, and I want you to understand this, I'm a person through studying, I hate to use the term J-E-W. Now, I say Jewish because they took up the people, and I'm going to explain that to you, how you get a lot of these so-called Caucasians now wanting to be people, and they want to be called God's people because the Bible said that the Israelites were the chosen people, and they are trying to become, they are only what you call a proselyte or a convert. They are not Israelites. Now, I want you to understand about the Canaanite being Semitic people, and I hear people in America today, when we study and we see on the news, they call anti-Semitism. How can you be a Caucasian and be a Semitic person? Either you're going to be black or you might be an Arab to be Semitic. You cannot be a Caucasian and be a Semitic person. Now, I find it strange, and I think sometimes people think that people don't study their history, people don't study what's going on, and they let people tell them about anti-Semitism. I think that's the biggest lie Christ ever died for, anti-Semitism, and that how are you a Semitic person? And you don't have no relationship to that time or place. The ancestor of the Israel or the Jews,
that will come from Abraham. And I told you he came from Ur of the Chaldees and around that place. Later on, they call themselves Assyria. They'll call the blackhead people. You look it up and ask the question, why did Assyrians show themselves blackhead? You'll see them with the locks like the African-American kids wear today. And they are dark, not light brown skin, but dark brown skin people. Now, it's a description of the Sumerians about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. They were chocolate with stoop noses, and that means thick noses. Now, we've had many description of Christ. And see, before Christ, the people in that area was East African. Then when they test their blood came up more East Africa than anything else, the other people that lived in that. Now, I want you to listen at me. So I'm trying to walk you guys through this thing. There are components in your Bible. I want you to get an opportunity to look it up. If you want to learn something, go further back as you're going back to Deuteronomy 28 and 68. When have those Caucasian people they're really from Poland, Ukraine, Russia, Lithuania, and some other parts that's in the Holy Land. That's in the Holy Land, you have Eskenaz, Khazars, and Sepharis. Sepharim are what they call Jews. And by the way, the term Jew, if you look it up, is no more than 1,000 years old, so it shouldn't really be in your Bible. But he who write the story changed the narrative of the story to be what they want it to be. If you look up at Deuteronomy 28:8 and 68, they tell you that the children of Israel was going to go by ships, and they would be sold into bondage, and no one would buy them out of bondage. Now, the only people went by ship, by bondage, have been African American. We came from Africa on ships, and I'll explain that to you maybe a later date, because I'm trying to get to the point why they're fighting over that right now and what's wrong with what they're doing, because it's a massacre of an evil group of people that does not really belong in that area. And I'm going to give you even more proof if you have a pencil and paper about what I'm telling you, okay? I told you Deuteronomy 28 and 68 will tell you that the real Hebrew Israelites were caught in the bondage by ship, and they would go there and no one would buy them out. We're the only people that went through chattel slavery, meaning that you go into slavery, that you're going to go into slavery, but there was no way out. And now nobody would buy you out of it because you were sold like a cattle. They own you until you're deaf for a horse or something that channel slavery until you die. Now, because even the Hebrews had it in Exodus 21 and 17, where it says that if a person kidnap a person and sell them, that they were to be killed. They were to be put to death. First of all, if America and all these other countries are supposed to be godly nations, the Bible says in the book of Exodus, I gave you 21 and 17, 16 or 17, it says that if a person kidnapped, we were kidnapped, put on the bottom of a ship, taken with, and being kidnapped, you're taken against your will. Put on the bottom of a ship, and you're sent to America where you're sold. So that equate to whoever did that was to die. So you could erase that out about being a Christian. And then if you go to the, now this is where they try to lay hands, and this why some Caucasians try to say that they are Israelites or Jewish. And that issue, that means you're not that. Like somebody say, you smell fishy. mean that you have a resemblance, and that these people are proselytes or converts. That's all they are. If you read the book of Esther, talk about Mordecai when he defeated Haman, King Ahasuerus, he gave permission to Mordecai to put together an army to defeat Haman. Now, in the book of Esther, if you read the book of Esther, go to that 17 and 18 verse, and it'll tell you that after Mordecai defeated, now they are around Turkey and Turkey or Iran area during that time, and they defeated Haman, and they say many nations became Jews. Many people they became because they saw the power of the God of Esther, which Esther and Mordecai and them were of African descent. They were black. Now, so the people are there are not that. They are converts. That's over. And if anything, they are converts. And if you think that Dr. Kemp don't know what he's saying, all you have to do is go to Acts, the 21st chapter, in the 38th verse where they took the Apostle Paul for being the Egyptian. And then you Google that and just say, the apostle in the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul taken as an Egyptian. You Google it, and they're going to tell you that where Paul came from was where he came from, they were called where he came from. It was like an Ethiopian civilization during that time. All the way around in that, a whole lot of parts in that area going to the Greeks were blacks by nationality. The Bible would tell you, this is Bible, and it'll tell you. And then if you study it, how could Moses pass for an Egyptian when you look on all the walls of the pyramids and things before 200, what it was, 1,200 years before Christ would have been, by the time Moses would have been, from the way they count time today, the AD and BC would run. That would have been the time, and Egypt was black up until the time of Alexander the Great, until about a couple hundred years before Christ. So all this area is black. Jesus, black. Moses passed for Pharaoh's grandson after Pharaoh said, kill all the firstborn Hebrews. Now, if the Hebrews were a different color, that's like bringing a white baby and the father say, kill all of them, bring a white baby in an all-black house. That won't go. Joseph's brother sold him into Egypt at the age of 17. They come back about 15 or 16 years later, maybe a little more later, and they thought their brother was the Egyptian because all of them was the same color. They were not able to tell, and he had matured. They did not know where that their brother had went. Now, I'm working with this now. Follow me. Follow, I say like we're teaching in seminary, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, I want you to understand that the people that you see in there, I already told you, are mainly Ashkenaz. If you're Ashkenaz Jew, that means you came from Poland, Lithuania, Georgia, or Russia, or the Ukraine. You don't have a bloodline in that part of the world. To be one, you'd either have to be from North Africa, the Middle East, what we call the Middle East the now, Euro-Asia, was in the time before they built the Suez Canal, which was built in the end of the 1800s, around 1894, in that area, that 1900. The Suez, Africa was connected. That's how they could walk back and forth. That's how Jesus went. And up until 100 and something years ago, when they built the Suez Canal for short transportation, it was North Africa, and most of the people that inhabited that area was of African descent, and you can look these things up, even the bones and things that they're finding. And what they do is they've told us for many times, like, we were not builders and we didn't have ships. Well, if you read Columbus and other legends, Ponce de Leon and other legends did tell you when they came over, traveled over the Atlantic Ocean, they found out they already had blacks, Africans already over in the Western Hemisphere, in the countries here. They had already traveled, and the people told them about how they had gold-shaped spearheads and things like that. So it's things that we need to find out. Okay, now if the Canaanite had the land 2,400 years before Christ, how can, and there were Semitic people in the era with that, how can, and you know they were black, how can a person today say that they're white and they're Semitic? All of this is a bunch of baloney, and it all stems from one of the richest men in the world. Now, I want us to understand this. All this stuff is a different. Jew, the person that have taken up, that's over there now, is no more than a person that have assimilated practicing Judaism. You hear what I just say, practicing Judaism. But they always talk about the Zionist Jews. Now, that's the people keeping up all the war and keeping up all the things. The Zionists is a nationalist movement that advocates for a homeland for Jewish people. Now, Jewish, now his name was Herzog Theodor. In 1897, the first Zionist Congress at Basel, Switzerland came together. But he found support with Britain. Now, I want you to pay close attention the part what Britain and America have played in killing people and taking their land. He found support to try to get a homeland during the time for the people who wanted to break away from their country. So he found support in 1903. But the people in Britain, in Great Britain, they wanted to give them a homeland first. Look it up. In 1903, Great Britain wanted to give the so-called Jews a homeland first in Uganda, in Africa. They wanted to give them, because see, they had colonized Africa. We're going to get to that too. That's another part when I get to talk about the Berlin Conference and tell you just how low people can go. But 1914, they started moving some people over there from Russia, 90,000. Then they put 1,300 settlers in 43 different Jewish, supported by French, and all this was supported by, guess who? Edmund D. Rothschild. I want you to listen at some of the name of the people that's over there, the Herzog, the Rothschild, and all these other names, Netanyahu and all these other names. That's not a Semitic name. That's not an Arab-like name. That's not an African name. How can you be from that part and have more of a European name than anything else? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what's going on in America, Great Britain and France. They're supporting a genocide. Don't you know that the Rothschild in 1914, they helped support it? That's one of the richest families in the entire world. And if you don't know, that's who controlled the world, not just the Rothschild, but the richest families in the world that control just about everything that we have. We'll get to about Africa being divided up in the different sections when we get ready to talk about the Berlin Conference, and that also happened in 1884. But now we're dealing with what's going on today, and we're about to come up to present time. You have to understand that
It wasn't until 1947 that Israel became a country. In May 14, 1948, Israel proclaimed a statehood. It was Britain, the United States, Australia, and Hungary who came together really against those Arabs and the people, and they had blacks that lived in that area, took their land and gave it to people from Europe. See, at the time, you have to understand that who controlled it. If you go back and could find a lot of different pictures from the Holy Land in 1921 and others, you'll find out that so many of them were African that lived in that area. That's who lived there. Now, the British controlled Israel, excuse me, before World War II. Matter of fact, Great Britain controlled the Holy Land from 1923 until 1948, when they turned it over to Israel in 1948. And now, if you go back to 1948, I'm going to listen at this. Israel was called British Palestine. So now I'm telling you, the people just getting that, most of the people just getting that, and they were called British Palestine. It wasn't called Britain Israel. It was called Britain Palestine. Now, it's something, excuse me, let me get a sip of water. I'm coughing a little bit. Excuse me, my throat's a little dry, but it was called Britain in 1948, before Israel, before it was called Israel. It was called British Palestine. Now, I want you to understand that. And they started moving people after World War II. The Britons, I told you it was the British, the United States of America, Australia, Hungary, France, who moved the people over there in the place where they are today. And the people there are what you call Caucasian. I gave you different scriptures out of the Bible, and the reason I gave it there because I wanted you to understand that the people there are not Caucasian, were not Caucasian, that came from there. I'm going to give you a few more examples, and then we're coming up to this present day. If you would look up the term Lemba people, L-E-M-B-A, Lemba, and they're going to show you some African people who live in the southern parts of Africa, what they call Zimbabwe, that proclaim to be true Israelites. They proclaim to be true Israelites. And the people from Duke University was there studying the people who said that they were Israelites or Hebrews. And so when they took that DNA, the support they claim, that DNA didn't exactly come from Africa, but it came from the Middle East. And it supported the fact what they say, and they say they came from the tribe of Levi. That means they were the descendants of Moses, and they are very dark. They are very, very dark-skinned people. And they say they haven't been interbreeded, and that's what we have been taught certain things. But being taught certain things and knowing certain things is not what's going on. And we've been taught lies. And I told you Lemba, L-E-M-B-A, Lemba people. Look it up. When you get an opportunity, these things that I'm telling you, I want you to look it up. So you want to know why all of this stuff is going on. And when in Revelation they say there are those who say that they're Jews and are not, the Bible tells you that there are people who claim to be Israelites or Jews who are not, and the Bible warns about these people. Things are not what we think it is to be. Now listen at me very, very closely. Listen at me very closely. There are people who say that they are Israelites and are not.
Now, when they found out about the Lemba people, before they knew about the Lemba, they called Beta Israel. Beta Israel, they called them Ethiopian Jews. Ethiopian Jews. Okay? Ethiopian Jews are called Beta Israel. They had 26,000 that they brought into the Holy Land. And what they were doing, they really was trying to get them to bring the Ark of the Covenant over. But the people couldn't bring it because it's in Askin, Ethiopia, calling Beta Israel, and the African. But they're over there now. They're being mistreated in the Holy Land by the Caucasian people that's there who have no bloodline at all in that country. There's another group they call the Igbo, and so many people, slaves that came to the shores of America, were called Igbo or Igbo people. A lot there, so many of them practice Judaism. And they say that they were sold, and some say that Africans, when it was A.D., around A.D. 70 and before, when Solomon Temple was destroyed, they fled into Africa when, after Christ's crucifixion, of many Jews, Israelites, I'm going to say, fled into Africa because they could assimilate with the people because they looked like the people. You know, they talked about Jesus' hair being like lamb wool and his eye red and his feet like burnt grass. And so it tells you that he was a dark in person. But now they say the Igbos could be Judah or other tribe, but they came to America, and they say about 80%, so many percent of the slaves in the United States have Igbo blood. So when I hear the Hebrew Israelite talking, they may have something there. They have something, but I can't just say I could agree with them wholehearted 100%. But I know for a fact that the ones that's over there now are not. And so we're getting right at now what's going on. For years, they gave the people, these Caucasians, some land. And I told you, and really they started in 45. And then 47, they call them like a country. And then they became a state. Okay? They became a state in 48. Now, it's a name I'm going to call out to you guys, and I want you for to look this up, and this is going to tell you everything you want to know, because we're about to go in and talk about how bad what's going on overseas right now is going. And that is what I'm going to tell you. His name is Gamal Abdel Nasser. He's president of Egypt before Anwar Sadat. Gamal Abdel Nasser speech in 1952. Gamal Abdel Nasser speech in 1952. And if you want to look it up, that it says, "You left black and came back white. We would never accept you. We, the Arab League, would never accept you." And what it was saying is, the Egyptian was saying, how can a man leave, talking about the real Israelites, Hebrews, how can a man leave black, talking about they left out the Holy Land black and come back white? The Arab League say they can never be accepted. That's why so much fighting going on. They've taken someone's land. It's the same thing as colonization. This is modern day colony, what the Europeans did to America, came in and killed off the people and took their land. What they did in 1884 at the Berlin Conference, when they came together, France, Portuguese, the Spanish, the French, the Germans, the Russians, the Americans. They came in and they divided Africa up into 54 different nations. where they couldn't be one nation. They divided it up in a different position. Okay? They divided the continent of Africa up in 54 different nations, where it's not a whole country where they could come together and help fight. So it's 54 different countries that they divided it up. So when you do, you think about just how low. And they gave the Holy Land where people were still living in Palestine. And they paid some people that they moved in from after the World War II, and when the people didn't want to go to Africa, to Uganda, they wanted that, and they gave their name as Jew. Because like I tell you, the term Jew is only 1,000 years old, and it only really dealt with Yehuda, which is the tribe of Judah. The covenant was made with Abraham, was for Abraham's son, Jacob's 12th son. And the prophecy was to go for the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. You know. And so when you find out that the covenant was made with the 12 tribes of Israel, then you know it was not made with a Jew. It was made with the, you know, the Hebrew people came about, and then Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, and when Jacob had his 12 sons, the covenant came with them, said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, and the 12 sons would turn to the 12 tribes, and that's who the covenant of the land was made with, not Japheth, which was supposed to be the Caucasian up in Europe. These are the things that we're supposed to know. You know, these are the things that we need to know. So they don't have the real right to be there. But again, Gamal Abdel Nasser, and that's so important that you look that up. Gamal Abdel Nasser's speech in 1952, world speech in 1952. You left black and came back white. Google it. You left black and came back white. We will never accept you. And they tell you that's the people over there, I tell you why the people are up in an uproar with the Caucasian that they're put in the Middle East. And if you ever paid attention, the Arab people are dark-skinned, and the Africans, now the people in Egypt today are Arab. They came there. They've been there 1,300 years. That's all. They only been there 1,300. The pyramids are 5,000 years old. The pyramids were there almost 4,000 years before that any Caucasian ever set foot in that part of the world. So now we go into what's going on now. God is not happy with what's going on. They have taken the land. America will not reject Israel. But I want you to look this up too. The children of Israel, that's not the children of Israel, but the people that's over there now, they have a law where they don't take DNA tests. See, DNA tests tell them about their sequence, and the sequence will show that they're not from the Middle East nor North Africa, and that they have no right to that part of the land of the country. Matter of fact, they have DNA of the president who runs Israel, which is Benjamin Netanyahu. He tested as Polish. No relationship at all to North Africa or whatever you want to call it now, Middle East. He have no Middle Eastern blood. Now they have some that they claim, and this came through black, they say came through maybe in Morocco. Either it might have came through Spain. And the reason it came through Spain, they have what you call the Dark Age. And some of those people in Europe went through the Dark Age because what you call the Moors conquered there. And matter of fact, the Dark Age over in Portuguese and Spain, they had what you call different plagues that came and was killing the people. The Moors crossed what you call, we call the Straits of Gibraltar in that area, came across because Africa and Spain is real close together. Morocco. They came over, these blacks came over in ships, and they conquered. And you can look this up, all the black kings and things of Spain and early Spain and Moorish people. The Moorish people were black. They tried to turn them to be another color. But it's so important that we understand that during that time, white folk didn't bathe. They didn't have street light. They had no sanitation or anything during the dark age. The Moors people came, gave them deodorant, taught them how to bathe, and taught them how to have different things. So we need to understand that they opened many doors. The Moors opened doors for them with their sanitation and how they live. But we need to know this, and that's why some of them say, the ones that call Sephirim, they'll tell you that the Sephirim will tell you that they're related, that they're from Spain. The Khazar, they tell you they're from north of Turkey. That's your Khazars. I tell you, they're from a little north of Turkey. And the Ashkenaz, I tell you that they're from around Russia. But none are the real, they're not the real people. But what happened is they were given the land by Great Britain, the United States, Australia, Hungary, and France. And they've been colonizing, killing the people, taking their land. And the Zionists like Netanyahu, they are violent, violent people. That they do have some people who call it, who taken up the Jewish religion. Now they call it Judaism. Who taking up Judaism? It's called Judaism, and they only do the worshiping, and they don't know how to really do the worshiping. And I want you for to listen at some. Most of them can't speak Hebrew. They speak what you call Yiddish. Yiddish. You look that up. They speak Yiddish. And there's so many things that we need to know, that this is a modern-day form of colonization. They want more and more land. They're taking more of the Golan Heights. Gaza, you hear about the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights. That then what's so horrible about it, they had the children of the Palestinians lived in a certain area. They were fenced in. They needed a passport to leave from where they live and go somewhere else. The water that came to them flowed from what they call the Jews control the water and electric. They turned the water off where the people didn't have water, and they turned off the electric. They have them fenced in just like they're in prison or slave. That's how people been living over in that area. But you don't hear that, how uncivilized it is. But we still want to support the things that's going on. And some people is trying to say Joe Biden is supporting this thing, that he's supporting what they're doing. And he should not. I don't feel he should support this with what they're doing. Here it is, millions of people going without food, without light. And it's been winter time over there. It's more colder there than it is here, especially in the south, because on the latitude that they're on is maybe up past Virginia. So it's colder there than it is in the south. And you know, we've had some chilly nights, and the people have been going through this. They've took rockets and blow the houses up, blow the water lines out, and then they won't allow the people around the world to bring in supplies so the people even have food. And they don't belong there. It's a shame that everywhere Europe goes, it's kill the people, conquer, and take their land. Africa is the most mineral-rich country on earth. But it's the poorest, and it's not that the people are dumb, but it's the European and other countries that the European control are not allowing trade to go. Just like Haiti could be self-sufficient.
But they want to choose who's the leader. America want to choose who's going to be the leader, Haiti. If not, they have this coup that they have thrown up. And the militants come out and fight against the people because they're getting rid of the minerals and everything. But the people are not seeing anything. They're not moving forward, so they fight against the government. That's what they're doing right now in Haiti. And then, see, right now, Hamas, if you look up, see how many people, how many Palestinians been killed by the Zionist Israelites from 1948 until 2024. And you'll see there's so many more than the few hundred thousand, a thousand that been killed by Hamas. But that's what we've been living with, and that's what's over there right now. The people are just killing and killing. And our country and other countries are supporting it, but slowly but surely, these things are passing by. All this stuff will pass by. And the more we learn about how bad things are, the sooner we could put an end to it. I do not support that what Netanyahu is doing. The word, the name that, think about it, which would be the name, you know good and well that a Hebrew name wouldn't be Paul. You know a Hebrew name wouldn't be Jeremiah. You know a Hebrew name wouldn't be James, John. You know, you know good and well that these people named with Moses, Joseph. It would be more of an Arab, it'd be more of an Arab African tongue that the name would be. But that's what we look at. That's what we see every day. And again, they're supporting them. The bombs they're dropping on the people, and we could say all these things we want to, but we're supporting, as a country, we supporting a terrorist country, which is Israel, call itself Israel. And Israel have no right to that land. I told you earlier what some things about that part of the world. I told you that up until 1948, you know, from 1923 to 1948, it was called, this was called British Palestine. It was called British Palestine. And the Holy Land was under control by the Great Britain from 1923 to 1948. Look how long, and all you have to do, if you want to look it up, look up how long there was India controlled by Great Britain. And you will find out just what I mean. They've been called, they did it to America. But this is modern-day colonization. The America tell Netanyahu, and someone need to stand up to him. I sort of fell out with Netanyahu when he would not meet with President Obama. He came down, to show you how racist he is, he came down, he wouldn't meet with President Obama, and the Republicans had met with him, not with the president, but they met with him. Now, I want you to understand this. That was the one of the most low-down things you could do, was to meet with, not meet with the president, but go below him. And what was supposed to have been doing, the Congress and others were supposed to call him out and tell him they would not meet with him if they don't meet with their, well, if they don't meet with their, okay. They should have told him, if you gonna be this way, we're not gonna meet with you. You have to meet with our president. That's the head of state, as the president. I'm not the head of state. The president's the head of state. But they would not do it, and it showed me white supremacy at its highest. Benjamin Netanyahu, and look this up. Benjamin Netanyahu, when they started a war with that, his son came to Miami. He dodged the draft. Now, his father was sending different soldiers to die, but he dodged the draft. by dodging the draft, he dodged the draft now. Listen to this. Then they take his DNA test and find out all his DNA say he has no relationship to the Middle East. He's nothing but Polish in his dad's DNA. So now they've passed this law or whatever thing, whereas you do not, okay, that it's against the law to take their DNA because they're going to find out they don't have Middle Eastern background. So that's what it is. It's modern-day colonization. Is white supremacy at its highest. And they're doing it against Semitic people. They're not Semitic. That's why they want to say, oh, there are people here that are anti-Semitic. How can you be Semitic and you're not a Semitic person? I don't know, Pastor William. I really don't know. I don't understand when they say things because I feel that you're talking with me like I'm ignorant and don't know what a Semitic person means that you're from that way. And the word term Semitic come from the term Shem. It was supposed to be in Shem. That's the oldest son. Japheth and Ham. Semitic people. And if you look at it, Japheth is no more than an albino. To be totally truthful with you, Japheth is no more than an albino. And that's what the Europeans are mainly, when you do anthropologists and other ones that take care of, like Gregoire Mendel, Gregoire, you have your anthropologists and your geneticists, that's what I was trying to say. I tell you that a mutation occurred and people have no melanin and they call them albinos. A lot of things that go in there too, and that the people that's over there now do not belong there. They're over there killing the people that's been there for 1,000 years, which they were not the first ones there, but the Canaanites were the first occupiers. And you know, if you look it up, it'll tell you that Ham supposed to have been black. He was a progenitor. Look it up, Zondervan Bible Dictionary. Ham is the youngest son of Noah, born about 97 years before the flood, and the progenitor of the dark race. Ethiopia, Egypt, Libya, and the Canaanites. The Holy Land is called the Land of Canaan. The Egyptian, they tell us, show a picture of white Egyptians, because they had such an advanced civilization school and they taught mostly the then-known world, everything they know. They taught the Greeks. The Greeks taught the Romans, and the Romans came over to, all you have to do is look up all these great philosophers, you know, Plato, Socrates, you know. You look them up and find out where they learned. Where they went to school, and you'll find out they learned in Wasser Temple in Egypt. But nevertheless, the people there today do not belong there. That's America. I told you about that earlier. Great Britain and America now gave them a homeland. And they've been looking for a homeland for many, many years, the Zionists. The first place they tried to give them, look it up, in 1903, they were going to put them in Africa, first in Africa, in Uganda. And his name was Herzog Theodore. That's who started the Zionist movement. His H-E-R-Z-E, Herzog. And the last name is Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R. So when you get a chance to look it up, and they'll tell you just how bigoted the Zionists are. They're willing to kill, and those are the leaders that leading Israel, Zionist leaders, and all they want to do is kill, 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 kill. And it's been going on since they've been there. Because you came into, and you don't want Hamas to fight back for their land, but you could just come in 75 years or more and take someone's land and no one stand up to you. That's the sign of America. That's the sign of Britain. And that's been the whole sign why they hate the people in Africa. They hate the people in Haiti because the people want to stand up and be independent of the Zionist colonizers. Amen. God bless you. We have any questions?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. That was a powerful show. I thank you for that. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The lines are open for you, 858-357-9137. You got any questions for Dr. Kemp? You're live on the air. Good evening. Welcome to Breaking Chains. All right, God bless you. You're live on the radio. All right, Pastor, you can have the mic back. I see him on the line. He's just not talking, so they're there. So thank you for listening. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, God bless each and everyone who tuned in. And remember, the only dumb question is one night access, always reiterate, and oftentimes we have people on the line. I don't know whether or not they have a fear of asking a question and may sound silly, and it's nothing. There's no dumb question. The only one dumb one is not asked. Also, I pray, this is my prayer, that I say something that open your eyes to the truth. And those things that I said to you, you could look it up. A lot of things are verified by the Bible and other ways that I've tried to address those different things. So, excuse me, doing a lot of talking, my throat got a little dry, harsh, but I'm just so happy that we're able to teach. And coming up, this week coming up, starting next Tuesday, and Tuesday's coming out in the seminary in which I'm the director, United Theological Seminary and Bible College. We have our Black History class that we're teaching. And I teach that Black History started before slavery. Oftentimes we only tell about when we were slaves, not about the alphabet, the math, and everything that we, astronomy, the other things that we taught. We taught people math, we taught them science, we taught medicine, we taught all these things, but someone else have taken it and to do with the Greeks and the Romans. They didn't know things. If you go back to about 5,000 or 6,000 years ago, they were just coming out of caves. And we had 48 story buildings, so like pyramids. And it would beseech me to tell you that there are more pyramids in excuse me, in the Sudan than that there are in Egypt. You don't hear about things. And so the plague is over there now, that they're fighting and killing people to take over the land. That what we call this the Holy Land is no more than a military stronghold for America and Great Britain. America won't go against them, and that we, if it would, they would have been had Netanyahu who they quit killing all those innocent people. Because they're bombing innocent people. They never tell you the other side what they're doing, but they're killing all these innocent people, but nothing's ever said. No one has put them in check about that. They've been with, they put them in check, they're patting them on the wrist, tell them, don't do that, and they go right on. Netanyahu already said that he's going to continue to do what he want to do. Let me explain something to you. He said he want to get rid of Hamas. What happened to America in Afghanistan? We were fighting. And we were trying to get rid of, but see, when you're fighting Arabs and other people, once that group get killed, another group pop right back up. And that came from 9/11. We went over there and we bombed them. We did them all kind of things. We kill a lot of Hamas and other people that were fighting over in other, the ones, not Hamas, but the ones that were fighting over in Afghanistan, the Taliban. But people continue to join. They have people still joining forces with them to this very day. You can never get rid of all of them. And he said he's not going to stop till all of them are gone. That's impossible. And people need to tell the truth and find, let them know, not get them to stop lying. Okay? So that's something I wanted to say. And again, we're going to have United Theological Seminary and Bible College student to come and just share some of the things that they're learning in their classes and share with you on certain things. And those who are listening in tonight, if you have any question for my students, feel free to ask them a question. And if they won't be able to answer the question, I'll try my best to answer it if I possibly can. If not, I'll come back the following weekend and we can answer any questions that was asked that we're not able to ask. I know a good bit, but I don't know everything, and I never will say that I know everything. But God has blessed me that I love to study. And I have a great man that we share this podcast together because we have like personalities. He wants you to know about yourself. He wants you to know about these current events. And I do too. So God bless you. Pastor, do you have something you'd like to say before we pray?
Yeah, Pastor, I would like to thank you, sir, for taking the time to come on tonight and give this history talk because it's something that's needed. And, you know, God told us, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because you reject the knowledge. And I would put that pin there because you need to stop rejecting the knowledge. You know, we love you. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Pastor, say that to you all the time. We love you. We want you to know about you, who you are, and whose you are. So take an opportunity, man, to tell a friend about it and get involved in learning about yourself and being educated and being strengthened and being empowered and encouraged to stand up and know who you are so that you can move forward in life. Amen. So don't forget to bless the ministry, Cash App us, $ YATLIVE. We always just open to take a blessing and a love offering for you, from you. And, you know, because God got us. So, you know what I'm saying? And thank you for turning us on. We'll be back. We ain't going nowhere. We break a chains. The mic is yours, Pastor.
Amen. God bless each and everyone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, that we're gathered in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, and give us what we stand in need of. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would build us up where we are torn down, strengthen us where we're weak. Heavenly Father, we want to come forth and tell the truth about just what's going on in this world today. And Father, we pray that it will be something said, something done in this podcast that will uplift, edify, and exhort some people who have been beat down by society and just everyday life. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for just giving me the opportunity to share. And Father, we pray that as we continue to share about your holy word, about your people, and about everyone, because you're no respecter of person. Lord, I know you don't care if we red, purple, green, or yellow. We're all precious in your sight, Father. I just want to say thank you. Now, Father, I pray, Lord, again, that it was something said or done in this radio podcast that elevated us into understanding who we are and whose we are. Now, Father, if we leave this broadcast, we pray we never leave far from your presence. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with the love of God and the sweet, sweet communion of your Holy Spirit rest and abide with us henceforth forevermore. And God's children said, amen, amen, amen. I love everybody that's listening tonight, and there's never nothing you could do about it. Good night, and God bless.
My people, I love you. We're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We're dying.
We're dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to be.
Late as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
Why
not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion, I am a king. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my
people.
People. I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me.
Listening to History Talk on Breaking Chains with Dr. Lavert Kemp. Thank you for listening and tune in next week to learn more of who you are. Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp.
It's History Talk. Yeah, History Talk.
Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Sponsored by the United Theological Seminary and Bible College, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.